Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Busy weekend, Des. You might tell us what's in store.
Yeah, it's not just the politicians who'll be busy this weekend. Very busy weekend in sport. And a kind of five-day run of sport began last night with a great performance from Shamrock Rovers. Really good performance. They earned a draw in the UEFA Conference League away to Rapid Vienna. So they stay unbeaten in the competition. Johnny Kenny's 55th minute equaliser secured an unlikely one-all draw, and the result came against the side who had won their opening three games. It also virtually guarantees that Rovers will begin planning for the knockout phases of a European competition, something no Irish team has ever achieved previously. It'll earn at least $5 million for the club. The Rovers manager Stephen Bradley was full of praise for his side, because after a torrid first half in which they were lucky to be only one behind, the equaliser came early when Johnny Kenny diverted Josh Honan's low drill cross inside the far post. But after that, Shamrock Rovers were easily a match for their Austrian hosts, and they could easily have grabbed a second goal. After the game, Stephen Bradley gave his reaction to Premier Sport.
Yeah, really pleased. I thought first half we were too negative in and out possession, and we spoke about it at half time, and I felt second half we were better second half in every aspect, and I feel we fully deserved the draw.
So what was the difference then second half? You were on the front foot, you were aggressive, and then you scored the equaliser. So what was the main difference?
Just our press had to go another 10 yards up the pitch. There was opportunities to press in the first half and we didn't take them. And also in possession, in transition in the first half, we were too negative. And as a result, they pressed us. And in the second half, our first action in transition was positive and penetrated. And that gave us opportunities to attack.
Kenny scored a great goal. He's also very quick. So it's one of your key players?
Yeah, well, he's disappointed. He should have two or three tonight. The one at the end and the one in the first 5 minutes. He usually scores them. But he's a player that has a really high ceiling. And he's still developing. He's still learning. But he has a bright future.
No question. That's Stephen Bradley. Elsewhere, Larne were beaten 1-0 away to Olimpia Ljubljana in Slovenia. And the Conference League table after last night sees Chelsea at the top. They had a 2-0 win in Heidenheim. Now, in the Europa League, Manchester United came from 2-1 down to win 3-2 against Bodo Glimt of Norway. Rasmus Højlund scored twice to hand Ruben Amorim his first victory at Manchester United. Højlund might have had a hat-trick. He got pulled down the first minute by the Norwegian side's goalkeeper, but the ball went loose and Alejandro Garnacho scored. Spurs were denied victory when Mats Hummels got a late equaliser for Roma to secure a 2-2 draw. Spurs took an early lead through a young Minson penalty. Roma equalised and were denied a second after a VAR check, and then Brennan Johnson put Spurs 2-1 up going into the break. Rangers had a remarkable 4-1 win away to Nice. They've 10 points now and they're in the top 8 in that table. Tonight, the Irish women's national team play Wales in Cardiff in the first leg of a playoff to qualify for next year's European Championships. The second leg is in Dublin on Tuesday. Ireland are bidding to qualify for their second major championship in succession. Tonight's match is live on RTE2 and 2FM. I've been chatting with former Irish manager Sue Ronan, and I asked her, is there much between the two sides?
There's not really. I suppose when you look at the rankings, in terms of the rankings, we're, 24th in the world, they're 29th. You know, it's probably been nip and tuck between us over the years in games. I think we have the upper hand definitely in competitive matches, but they did beat us recently in Dublin in a friendly earlier this year, 2-0. So there's probably not a huge amount, you know, player for player between us. But I do think we have a couple of world-class players that can certainly unlock the Welsh defence for us, and Katie McCabe, Denise O'Sullivan, and I'd be looking to them to have big games in the, you know, tonight and again on Tuesday. Having said that, they also have a very big player in Jess Fishlock, who you know is really their talisman. And when she's in the squad, they generally win games. When she's not, they don't. And she's a world-class player also, you know. Mm. So obviously we need to take care of her.
And given that we have a home leg to come on Tuesday, do you think Ireland will approach this cautiously, or will we attack, do you think?
You know, it's hard to say. Personally, I wouldn't, you know, you want to keep tight, obviously, early on. You know, you want to try and take the sting out of the Welsh team and the crowd. You know, it's going to be a very passionate crowd. I was watching there on YouTube when they played the home game against Slovakia, the second leg of the semi-final of the knockouts. They were 2-0 or 2-1 down, I think, from the away game. Just the crowd were really passionate and singing the national anthem, as Welsh crowds tend to be. So you want to take the sting out out of that and not get caught up on the with the occasion early on, I think. But it's important to start well also. You know, you want to get into the game early. You want to take the game to them a certain amount, but also keeping it tight.
But overall, you would feel we can do well out of this going into the second leg on Tuesday.
I do. Yeah, I absolutely do. As I said, we have those couple of world-class players. We're playing really well as a team. You know, I know we've had a tough group in the Euros and we played some really very good teams. And, we only started winning games ago. I guess towards the end we beat France at home. But I think we definitely got better as the campaign went on. The experience we'll have had from playing those top teams will certainly stand to us. And, you know, you could see we're just starting to play better. So, you know, I think we'll get a good result tonight.
That's Hugh Ronan. As I say, it's live on RTÉ2 and 2FM. Elsewhere, Northern Ireland face Norway and Larne in their playoff. And there's one game in the Premier League tonight, Brighton meets Southampton. While the Irish rugby team will have their captains run today, the provincial sides are back in URC action. This weekend, they're 1 week out now from the start of European competition. And tonight, Ulster host Leinster in Belfast. Jack Conan returns from injury to captain Leinster. He's alongside Max Deegan and Will Connors in the back row. Harry Byrne starts at out half. And that game is live on the RTÉ player at 7:35. In GAA news, Shane Dowling is set to make an extraordinary comeback to inter-county hurling 4.5 years after retiring from the Limerick setup. He's expected to be one of John Kiley's goalkeeping options in the absence of Nicky Quaid, who could miss all of next season after rupturing an ACL. Dowling had to retire at 27 as an outfield player because of a bad knee injury, but he went back as a goalkeeper with his club, Napiershiig, and has done well. And now he makes this surprise return. In tennis, the world number 2, Iga Swiatek, has accepted a 1 month suspension after testing positive for a banned substance, a heart medication, TMZ, in an out of competition sample in August when she was world number 1. But the International Tennis Integrity Agency accepted it was caused by contamination of the regulated non-prescription medication melatonin manufactured and sold in Poland, which Swiatek took for jet lag and sleep issues. We have 2 race meetings today, and they're at Thurles and Dundalk.
Okay, Des, looking forward to your weekend.
Big match tomorrow night in Croke Park. Yeah, Cooler playing the final against St Mary's of RD, by the way, have done. They're equally excited as I am, so it'll be great.
Okay, well, yeah. Don't wear yourself out here for Cooler tomorrow. All right, Des, thank you for that.